on the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. As California's weather swings from droughts to floods, farmers say they're planning for either extreme, but remain confident with the water supply in state reservoirs, well above the historical average. The abundant water stored in reservoirs across the state is the result of an El Nino weather pattern that brought soaking rains and flooding early this year. But since the 2024 water year began October 1st, the state has received little precipitation. U.S. Trade Representative Catherine Tai says two of the three USMCA dispute panel members found that Canada's dairy import policies don't breach the commitments under the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. Tai says she's very disappointed, and while the U.S. won a previous USMCA dispute, Canada's revised policies still haven't fixed the problem for U.S. dairy farmers. House Ag Committee Ranking Member David Scott says it's critical we enforce USMCA as Canada continues its protectionist practices. An Economic Research Service report shows the full impact of African swine fever in China, likely more than Chinese officials reported. The agency's report investigated how China's reduced pork supplies affected other pork-exporting countries. The virus moved from Europe to China and spread rapidly, leading to a 30-month cycle of decline and recovery between 2018 and 2021. China lost an estimated 27.9 million metric tons of pork production during that time.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.